We're on the record.
Good afternoon. Today is June 3rd, 2025. It's approximately 2:30 p.m. and we're here under case number 1250099. The appellant is Lily Gilmore. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. And this hearing is being held via the Zoom teleconference platform. It is being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website for those who wish to hear it at a later time. I'm going to ask the people who are in the hearing to please identify themselves by stating their name and spelling their full name, starting with Ms. Gilmore.
Good afternoon. My name is Lily Gilmore, LILYGILMORE. Thank you.
Thank you. And Officer Schmutzler.
Yes, my name is Lisa Schmutzler, LISA SCHMUTZLER, and I'm a supervisor for parking enforcement. The officer is not working today.
Thank you. Ms. Gilmore, did you have an opportunity to read your statement of rights about the hearing?
Not.
Okay. We have time, so do you have access to the documents right now?
I do.
Okay. It is Exhibit 5.
Three documents.
That's all. And I'm going to ask the Officer Schmutzler to please mute when she's not talking because I'm hearing feedback. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm reading it right now. Should I let you know when I'm done?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Do you have any questions about your rights for the hearing?
No.
Okay. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I am a neutral decision maker. I am a city employee, but I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow is valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court, not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person must prove their case by slightly over 50%. Each side will have the opportunity to give sworn testimony and ask questions of the other party if they so desire. I'm going to go through the exhibits now. And we have exhibits 1 through 9, which have been uploaded to the case management system. And Officer Schmutzler, do you have any objection to me using any of these exhibits in making my decision?
No, not at all.
And Ms. Gilmore, do you have any objection to me using any of these exhibits? And you must answer out loud.
I'm sorry, I said no.
I just saw a shaking of the head, but the recording can't capture that. Okay, I'm going to ask both parties to please raise their right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you are about to give will be the whole truth? Starting with Ms. Gilmore, if you agree, please say so. Thank you. And Officer Schmutzler.
I do.
Okay. So I'm going to start with Ms. Gilmore. Please tell me why you think the parking enforcement officer did not follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle, or why the tow was otherwise invalid.
Yeah, so I'm a resident of Irving Classic Condominiums. As I'm sure everyone has seen in the photos, I was parked in the yellow zone leading up to my building's driveway. I received both a towing that cost $296 and a parking ticket for $95. So I was looking at the city code in chapter 16.30.210, titled When a Vehicle Might Be Towed. Section A outlines the situations when a vehicle might be towed immediately. I believe that my situation would have better been handled according to section B, more accurately handled according to section B, which says permanent parking restrictions may be enforced by tow 24 hours after placement in any meter or non-meter areas. I believe that my car was not posing a safety risk nor blocking any flow of traffic, as the driveway opening to my building's parking lot is over two bumpers wide. I received both a ticket and an immediate towing. I believe that a ticket and a 24-hour tow notice would have been sufficient and it would have been more accurate. In that case, I would have received the ticket, moved my car, and realized my mistake. I really, really appreciate everyone's consideration in this matter, and I appreciate your time. Thanks. Oh, I can't hear you.
Thank you. What permanent parking restriction are you referring to when you say permanent parking restrictions can be enforced after 24 hours?
On visa, being in the yellow line or in the yellow zone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Officer Schmutzler, do you have any questions for the appellant based on her testimony?
Well, any questions? No, not at this time.
Okay, let me see if I have any other questions. I do not. So now Officer Schmetzel will go to the city's testimony.
Okay, well, it appears that my officer received an SR, which is a service request for a blocked driveway. And when he arrived, he saw the vehicle in question in blocking a portion of the driveway. He issued a citation and called for the tow. Due to the fact that it's the only entrance and exit to the parking lot, and all the vehicles are angle parked and have to be reversed out of the driveway. And the driveway starts in front of the rear wheel of the vehicle in question. And then I guess I'd like to quote title 16.90.105 for blocked driveway. And if the driveway is winged, the wings are part of the driveway.
Thank you. Ms. Gilmore, do you have any questions for the officer based on her testimony? You're muted.
Sorry, I thought I unmuted. Nope.
Thank you. When I was preparing, I cannot refer you to the exact exhibit right now, but when I was preparing, officer, it said something about GPS with some numbers. That might have been on the citation, so let me look back at the citation. If that's what it's talking about. Yeah, okay, so at the bottom of the citation, it has GPS and some numbers, and I'm assuming that's the spot. Well, I'm not going to assume anything. Can you tell me where the officer was standing in relation to the vehicle when those GPS coordinates were taken? I'm just curious.
I am not seeing GPS on the citation.
Under other info?
Other info.
I'm looking at exhibit 7.
Oh, okay, I see. Hold on one moment. Ira, can you come here a minute? Let me ask my resident. That GPS?
Yes.
Is that, where does that come from?
The handheld.
Okay. So that's in the handheld. That's the coordinates that he that while he...
Wrote the site at. Where he wrote the site at.
Yeah, where he wrote, where he cited the vehicle. That's where he, his coordinates were.
Yeah. So the citation, wherever he was standing when he wrote the citation, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. And the photo showing the three cars in the lot, that's Exhibit 8, page 3. I was going to ask the officer where he or she was standing when they took it. But if you can answer that, if you can't, you can't.
Well, it appears that he's just across the street. And we're supposed to take it like in direct line of the driveway. I'm assuming that it's the one where you can see the building and the car and the all the cars parked
Yes.
there. Yeah. So he's just across the street.
Stupid. Thank you. Okay, that's all my questions. Ms. Gilmore, do you have any more questions for the officer?
No.
Okay, and does either party have anything to add or ask?
No.
Not me either.
At this point, I'm going to take this under consideration. I'm not going to be making a decision today. I'll be issuing a decision within about a week, which you'll get by email. And if you think my decision's wrong, you have the right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court. And information about that will be included in my decision. The hearing is now closed, and we'll go off the record.